Governor Doyle has appointed a global warming task force that he says will create a plan on how to reduce Wisconsin's contribution to the Earth's rising temperatures. The DNR and PSC will provide the group the latest estimate on greenhouse gas emissions from power plants, vehicles, and other sources. Tia Nelson of the Board of Public Lands Commissioners and Roy Philly of the Municipal Utilities Group, Wisconsin Public Power, will co-chair the task force. Philly says despite the international scope of climate change, what a state does can be important.
It isn't a matter that can be addressed only at one level of government or in one way, and so there certainly is plenty of room for Wisconsin to move forward and develop its response and do its part.
Philly also says he thinks the panel of utility leaders, environmentalists, academics, lawmakers, and others can reach consensus. Two legislators not on the task force are State Senator Mark Miller and Representative Spencer Black, co-sponsors of a bill that would cut greenhouse gas emissions in Wisconsin to 1990 levels, or about 25%. Black, a Madison Democrat, says the jury is out on the task force.
They should make the recommendation very quickly, and I would hope they'd make the strongest recommendation possible, but it's certainly no substitute for the legislation.
A legislative committee will hold a hearing on Black's global warming bill next Tuesday. The task force recommendations are due by the end of the year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.